T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program, as we do every Tuesday, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, joins us live this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Travis.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Trav, I don't know how much of that game you saw last night between the Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors, but in general, what do you see was the breakdown? What happened in that game last night?
Well, obviously, I don't know anything about basketball. It's the first thing I'd say. I've been beating the Raptors drum all year long.
We weren't going to say anything about that.
We were going to let that slide. You brought it up, but that's okay. All you have to say is I picked Michigan.
Yeah, I'm back to zero. No, listen, I think what you're seeing, LeBron's obviously playing at, maybe the highest level he's played at, in a playoffs, with the way he performed in that series. You've seen the Cavaliers kind of reinsert J.R. Smith back into the lineup, throughout the course of the season. He was out of the lineup and busy throwing soup at coaches and stuff in the lunchroom. So they've obviously kind of hit a stride. And then on the other side, the Raptors, they just, for the last 3 or 4 years have been great in the regular season. They get in the playoffs and they just kind of struggle to perform. So credit to the Cavaliers.
How do you let, I'm watching the game, how do you just let LeBron James just come down the court and pick and choose, knowing that he's the best player on the court, just pick and choose who he wants to give the ball to and do that for most of the game?
Yeah, that's obviously what makes him so special is his size, his strength, his vision. He's coming at you in the open court with the ball, with the head of steam. One of the most unguardable players in the history of the league, but his ability to make plays for others and his unselfishness is really what makes him special. And, they surround him with those 5 shooters out there. It's just a tough guard.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. In the 4 games against Toronto, LeBron James, 136 points in 4 games, 136 points, 45 assists, 37 rebounds. That's nearly 40-10-10 in 4 games. At age 33, peak LeBron, is this absolutely peak LeBron? And if it is peak LeBron, Travis, can we now start to compare him? I mean, we talk about Jordan, we talk about Magic, we talk about the greats, Oscar Robertson. Is he starting to inch above them?
Well, I don't know if he's above them, but he's certainly, in their category. I think it's fair to say what he's accomplished and, what he will accomplish by the end of his career. He's going to be right up there with all of the, the greatest in the history of the game. It's so tough to compare players from one generation to the next. But, going all the way back to Russell and Wilt, and even George Mikan before him, the big guys were so dominant. And then in the 80s, we started seeing the skill and athleticism. And obviously now with LeBron and Durant and those guys, you see it continue with the skill and the combination of size and skill that we haven't seen in the past histories.
We're talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, with the playoffs. All right, so are we just bound and doomed here? I mean, here comes Steph Curry back to having Golden State at Cleveland again.
Well, Houston's playing great. The way they've played the last few games after losing game 2, I think that's going to be a real exciting series between Golden State and Houston. They've built their team, and they've made no bones about it throughout the course of the season. They've built their team to be able to match up with Golden State with the size and the shooting, and they have 2 great individual players that can get shots for themselves and others, and Chris Paul and James Harden. So that should be a good series.
Did anything happen last night between the 2 games that were on last night that kind of would have put our coaching search on hold a little bit? I'm trying to speak in the vague as I possibly can here. Did nothing happen last night that might have potentially, make us have to wait a little bit longer for our coaching search or anything like that? Nothing?
No, we're moving along with our search. You know, we're focused in on a few candidates, but nothing happened last night to slow us down.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Just making sure.
Any update on the timetable of things or what you want to do, or is it same as it ever was?
Yeah, we'll just keep it the same. I mean, obviously, I feel like we'll have a coach in place by the time of the draft, but I don't want to put a timetable on it on when we'll be done. But I feel like, you know, we had a good list of candidates. You know, obviously, it's been established. We kind of had a demographic of coach we were looking for, a younger coach with a history of player development, you know, a guy that was in the league that we felt like was ready to slide over those 18 inches into the big chair. And grow and develop with our young players. So we talked to several of those guys, and we feel good about the guys we've talked to.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Hawks, one final question on that. Is it fair to say that are you through your due diligence period? In other words, in terms of background checks, interviews, and the like, and you're just into the period where you're going to make kind of a selection?
Yeah, like I said, we've spoken, I think, with seven or eight candidates. You know, we've done background on probably five or six more to see if we wanted to bring them into the fold. We've kind of narrowed it down, and we're focused on a couple guys now. So, you know, I think we're getting to the end of the process, but it's been a good process. And like I said, there's a ton of good young coaches out there, and I'm just trying to find the one that we think is going to blend best with what we're trying to build here in Atlanta.
Well, whenever you make a decision, make sure you call us. Let us know, because we're interested.
I told you, we're going to do it on Tuesday morning.
You're right. All right. And Tuesday, you know, is going to be an interesting day a week from now, because you are 7 days away, Travis, a week from tonight. The NBA Draft Lottery in Chicago at the Palmer House at 7:30. By the way, we'll be on TV on ESPN. Do you find yourself getting a little nervous for this at all?
Honestly, I've been distracted with other things that are going on.
Fair enough.
Can imagine that.
I can imagine.
We had our first draft workout yesterday. You know, we had six guys in. So you know, we're full swing. We've got another workout scheduled tomorrow, another Friday, and then obviously next week, as you mentioned, we'll be up in Chicago for the combine and the lottery and all that fun stuff. So we're full swing draft preparation wise now.
Some of the guys that you brought in or bringing in include who?
Well, yesterday we had a bunch of guys in that were testing the waters for the most part, underclassmen, because they only have a couple weeks to try to get feedback and see if they're going to stay in the draft. And as you guys are aware, there's 200 guys that 200 underclassmen that have put their name into the draft, and obviously there's only 60 guys that get drafted, so there's, you know, roughly 140 kids that need to make up their mind of what they're going to do, whether they stay in or stay out. So we're looking at a bunch of guys in the category of testing the waters.
Yeah, I actually like that rule, Travis. And, you know, you don't sign with an agent and you can go back to school. I think that that's a positive change in the way that this is structured. It really gives the guys that idea of what they are, you know, potentially capable of doing. It gives them an idea of what they have to work on if they go back to school in order to be drafted at some point. So I'm a big fan of that. One other quick question about that, since it just kind of occurred to me, I don't think I've asked you about this. Condoleezza Rice came out with the NCAA or the college basketball, you know, committee saying they wanted to make changes to college basketball. One of them was to essentially ask the NBA to get rid of the one and done. Is it your impression that the NBA will get rid of the one and done?
Well, it's really not up to the league, right? So that's something that's collectively bargained with the Players Association. So, you know, even if the league wanted to do it, it would have to be part of a negotiation with the Players Association. And that's where it gets tricky. Because, listen, the people with the largest voices in the Players Association are veteran players. And a lot of those veteran players aren't exactly excited about lowering that, because now you have more young kids with the potential to come into the league and, you know, take jobs away. Essentially, there's only 450 players in the NBA. So if you're going to add another crop, it makes it harder for veterans to keep some of those spots.
I get you. Okay, it's collectively bargained. It's just something that I needed to learn to be that part of it. So, yeah, it's something I'll make sure I note. All right, Travis, a week from today, Chicago, NBA draft lottery and ping pong balls and all that good stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right,
I've never watched you
next week from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Travis. Do appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.